You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. Indices reversed all the losses to end finally in the green, and Nifty was above 10,700. These were the big headlines coming out of Dalal Street. All that and more coming up as we take this leisurely evening walk down Dalal Street, comfortable shoes and all, with me, Rakesh, right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, bulls made a roaring comeback. Is that the sound they make? I'm guessing. Bulls made a roaring comeback on a day that looked like a bearish day. A sharp recovery across sectors, particularly in the broader markets, helped the indices end sharply higher. The Nifty clocked 10,700 again and ended above that mark. The day began on a bearish note, with indices giving up key levels. Further weaknesses happened through the day, with the Sensex plunging as much as 400 points. But bulls staged a tough comeback to end the session on a high. Among sectors, maximum surge was seen among banks and infrastructure names, while IT and pharmaceuticals lost the most. At the close of market hours, the Sensex closed up 179.79 points, or 0.51%, at 35,649.94, while the Nifty was up 66.4 points, or 0.62%, to close at 10,729.9. The market breadth was negative, as 1,089 shares advanced against a decline of 1,441 shares, while 155 shares remained unchanged. Airtel, Adani Ports and Zee were the top gainers today, while Sun Pharma and Yes Bank lost the most. A quick look at some stocks that made all the news today. Shares of Hindustan Unilever rose 0.5% after falling 2% after the National Anti-Profiteering Authority, that is NAA, slapped a 383 crore rupee fine for GST profiteering. Shares of Maruti Suzuki dropped over 1% intraday and gained 0.5% after the company said it is recalling 5,900 supercarry vehicles over a possible defect in the fuel filter. Lupin shares slipped nearly 1% after global brokerage house Philip Capital has reiterated sell call on the stock with a target price at 670 rupees, that is 670, implying a 20% potential downside. Hindustan Petroleum, Bharat Petroleum, Indian Oil Corporation, Jet Airways and SpiceJet shares gained between 1 and 3% today after a sharp fall in crude oil prices amid global growth concerns. Autoline Industries shares rallied 1% after the company decided to sell land and building in Chakan unit in Pune to reduce debt burden. And finally, National Fertilizers shares rallied 1% after the company signed a loan agreement with the country's largest lender, State Bank of India. And finally, a quick trip around the world. Japanese stocks saw gains on Wednesday following a Christmas Day plunge of both the Nikkei 225 and the broader Topix Index. The Nikkei 225 gained 0.89% to close higher at 19,327.06, while the Topix Index saw gains of 1.12% to finish its trading day at 1,431.47. Well, that was a quick and concise recap of all that transpired on Dalal Street. There are, of course, plenty of other podcasts to whet your podcast appetite. We've been doing a year-end roundup series. We've looked at Facebook, we've looked at Donald Trump, pop culture in review, some of the big judgments from the Supreme Court, all of that and more waiting to hit your ears. Hopefully, you'll catch them when you have some time. Until the next time you hear from me, which is going to be tomorrow morning, because I'm your fitness instructor, I come twice a day. In the morning, I'll take you on a morning walk down Dalal Street and also continue the Santa rally and give you a few stock picks to choose from. Until all of that, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to MoneyControl.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on MoneyControl.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.